Whatever doubts you may have had about the U.S. president's intentions in ordering the brazen raid on the Venezuelan capital, Caracas, snatching the nation's president, Nicolas Maduro, and his wife in the dead of night, Donald Trump has made clear America's plans in his first public comments about the mission.
We're going to have our very large United States oil companies, the biggest anywhere in the world, go in, spend billions of dollars, fix the badly broken infrastructure, the oil infrastructure, and start making money for the country.
But oil analysts say Venezuela is unlikely to see any meaningful rise in production for years, despite having the world's largest oil reserves. With Chevron the only U.S. company still operating in Venezuela, experts warn any oil revival would depend on political stability and major reforms and would likely have little immediate impact on global oil markets. Dr. Francisco Monaldi is director of the Latin America Energy Program at the Baker Institute in Texas. I spoke to him earlier this morning. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you.
In your view, why is Donald Trump so focused on Venezuela's oil?
Well, Venezuela has a massive oil resources. And, you know, it's in the Western Hemisphere. And so the U.S. policy these days seems to be becoming, again, sort of a regional hegemon in this region. And so he wants American companies to become, again, the leading players in Venezuela because that will increase, you know, the security of the United States and will bring revenue for U.S. oil companies. I think there are other motivations, but this is sort of the oil side of the motivation for what he did.
How significant is the oil side of the motivation compared to other possible reasons for carrying out this brazen action?
I think in the short term, oil will not be that important in the sense that Venezuela has become a relatively small player in the world oil market. But in sort of the longer term, the benefits, of course, for U.S. companies could be significant if everything aligns, because it requires, you know, a lot of factors to be put together. But in that sense, I think that is not the main rationale, but it's among the more important rationales.
And Venezuela does have the world's largest oil reserves. Just explain to us why they're not so accessible.
Well, you know, Venezuela has massive resources, but a type of oil that it's extra heavy oil, similar to Canada's. And that requires a lot of investment to extract. And for the last 20-something years, the Hugo Chavez and then Nicolas Maduro have had a very unfriendly business environment for oil companies with very high taxes, permanent change of the rules, and a very dominant role for the national oil company, which is bankrupt and has very limited capabilities. So very few companies have been willing to stay in Venezuela. One of the few is Chevron, which produces about 25% of Venezuela's oil.
Is Chevron then well placed to take advantage of any U.S. claims to this oil?
No doubt. Chevron is probably the company that in almost any scenario is very well placed to take advantage of any upside because they are already in the country. They know the country very well, have the human resources, have the contracts already signed. So any other Western company that wants to come in has to start to, you know, first to understand the legal and regulatory framework that is not settled right now. It would have to, you know, sign a deal. So all of that will take a long time, and these companies will be very hesitant to invest without understanding all the rules. Whereas Chevron is already there, and for them it's relatively easy to just use the cash flow that they are generating to invest.
On Radio National Breakfast, my guest is Dr. Francisco Monaldi, Director of the Latin America Energy Program at the Baker Institute at Rice University in Texas. Now, Donald Trump makes this argument that in the nationalization of its oil industry, Venezuela somehow robbed the US. Legally speaking, does he have any claim to Venezuela's oil?
Well, the companies never had property over the oil. They had, contracts that allowed them to extract the oil for a certain period of time and pay royalties and taxes. What is true is that when Hugo Chavez decided to partially renationalize the oil industry, basically he forcefully renegotiated contracts, increased taxes significantly, and forced international companies to become minority shareholders. And basically the operator is the national company. Two companies decided to leave the country, basically Conoco and Exxon. And then they went for international arbitration and got some significant awards, but were never paid by the Venezuelan government. So bottom line, they are owed money, that there is no doubt about that, but they didn't own the oil. But other companies like Chevron and some European companies stayed in the country, and they were continued operating and made profits, but they were not compensated for the partial nationalization of their assets.
And the infrastructure is in many regards not in good condition, as it were. What sort of timeline are we talking about for any larger scale extraction of Venezuelan oil?
Yeah, so Venezuela produced before Chavez 3.4 million barrels of oil per day. Today is producing one. And it would take about a decade and about $100 billion to surpass sort of the production that they had in the past, which is pretty feasible from the technical point of view. The question mark is the political part going to align, all the contractual, the political risk, the political stability for that to actually happen? And I think today there is tremendous uncertainty if that will be the case.
And what's your view on what the impact of all this is on the global oil market?
In the short term, it's relatively small, although, of course, if the U.S. lifts the embargo to Venezuelan oil and oil starts being exported again, that will add a little bit less than 1% of to global oil supply, which is already pretty well supplied, the market. So that might lead to a small decline in the price of oil. But keep in mind that the embargo started like a month ago, so is not that something that was affecting the world market for a long time. The other thing is that refiners in the U.S. do like Venezuelan oil because they are optimized for that type of oil, and so that might help President Trump get a little bit of a small decline in the price of domestic refined products in the United States.
Francisco Monaldi, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure, thank you.
Dr. Francisco Monaldi is the director of the Latin America Energy Program at the Baker Institute in Texas.